American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the pairs of sentences and then repeat them. The first sentence of each pair contains an adverb clause or a non-restrictive adjective clause, part of which is in parentheses. This clause is then reduced to an adjective or noun phrase used as a non-restrictive appositive in the second sentence. Notice that the words in parentheses do not appear in the reduced clause in the second sentence. Number 1.
Repeat. Swimming, which was once his favorite sport, no longer interests him. Repeat. Swimming, once his favorite sport, no longer interests him.
Number 2.
Repeat. James, who is their oldest son, will soon become a doctor. Repeat. James, their oldest son, will soon become a doctor.
Number 3.
Repeat. The young man, who was eager to learn all he could about the Civil War, read all summer long. Repeat. Eager to learn all he could about the Civil War, the young man read all summer long.
Number 4.
Repeat. The runner, who was plainly fatigued, couldn't go any farther. Repeat. The runner, plainly fatigued, couldn't go any farther.
Number 5.
Repeat. Paul is going to Yellowstone Park, which is one of the most popular U.S. national parks, next month. Repeat. Paul is going to Yellowstone Park, one of the most popular U.S. national parks, next month.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to some statements that contain adverb or non-restrictive adjective clauses. Then complete the sentences in your booklet by reducing the clauses you hear to phrases. Number 1 is an example. Look at number 1. The lady who is now a supervisor used to be our English instructor. Notice that the clause has been reduced to the phrase, now a supervisor. Now listen, complete the sentences, and then repeat. Number 2.
Although he was happy and pleased with the new assignment, he rejected it because his wife was ill. Repeat. Happy and pleased with the new assignment, he rejected it because his wife was ill.
Number 3.
Because they were distracted by the noise from the next room, the students couldn't concentrate on their work. Repeat. Distracted by the noise from the next room, the students couldn't concentrate on their work.
Number 4.
He had asked Mr. Howard, who is a skilled mechanic, to repair his car. Repeat. He had asked Mr. Howard, a skilled mechanic, to repair his car.
number 5.
The men, who were not accustomed to American food when they came, soon began to enjoy most of it. Repeat. The men, not accustomed to American food when they came, soon began to enjoy most of it.
Number 6.
The boy, who is allergic to fish, starts to sneeze whenever he goes near the fish counter. Repeat. The boy, allergic to fish, starts to sneeze whenever he goes near the fish counter.
Look at figure 3.
Listen to a dialogue that contains some numbers. Write each number as you hear it. Disregard other information.
Hello, Curtis. When did you return from Alaska?
I just got back 2 days ago, and I'm trying to get my wife and children settled.
Have you had an opportunity to look for a house?
Well, yesterday we spent most of the afternoon, about 4 hours, looking in 3 neighborhoods. We must have seen 10 houses, but we weren't pleased with any of them. Tomorrow we'll start out again about 8 or 8:15, so wish us luck.
What size house are you looking for?
We'd like a 4-bedroom home with about 2,100 square feet and a large backyard.
Why not call the real estate company that helped us find our house? They're at 2300 Elm Street. Their telephone number is 555-2102. Or you can call my agent at 710-1245. She'll be glad to help you.
Thanks. I have about 15 minutes before I have to go back to the office. Do you mind if I call them now?
Of course not. Good luck.
When the tape is finished, turn to the answer page to check your work. Look at figure 4. When we want someone to give us information, we politely ask for it. Now listen to part A of a dialogue. Then read part B aloud. Number 1.
Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where the hospital is? I was told it was around here. Thank you very much.
Number 2.
Can you tell me where I can find more rags? This one is saturated with oil, and I'm still working on this engine. Thanks.
Number 3.
Excuse me. Where can I find nozzles for automobile spray paints? Thank you very much. I'll go over there after I look at the one you have here.
Number 4.
Can you tell me where I can buy a French-English dictionary? Thanks for your help. I'll go there this afternoon.
Number 5.
Pardon me. Do you happen to know where the English department is at this university? Thank you very much.
Number 6.
Good afternoon, sir. I need to get some information about health and safety requirements and developing mines. Do you know what office handles this? Thank you very much. I hope to hear from them soon.
Look at figure 4 again. This time, you read part A and listen to part B. Number 1.
Sure. Go up two more blocks and turn to the right. Go straight ahead just one more block, and you'll see the hospital. You can't miss it.
Number 2.
Sure, there are a few in the storage cabinet next to the wrenches.
Number 3.
Well, we only have one kind. You might want to check at the paint shop on Riggs Avenue. They specialize in automotive paints.
Number 4.
Sure, I think you'll be able to find one at the bookstore at the shopping center on Willow Street. It's just two streets north of here.
Number 5.
Yes, take the elevator to the second floor. As you leave the elevator, walk to the right. The office is the second one on the left.
Number 6.
The Bureau of Mining sets the requirements. This is the address. I'm sure they'll be able to provide you with sufficient information.
Now, look at figure 5. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to the entire passage first. The second time you listen to the passage, write the phrases as you hear them. You will have an opportunity to check your work when you hear the passage a third time at normal speed. Number 1.
Please pass on the information to Sergeant Smith.
Number 2.
I hope that tomorrow's topic will be as interesting as today's.
Number 3.
Who encouraged you to follow a career in the military?
Number 4.
It's his nature to be nice and courteous to everyone.
Number 5.
Although he continued to take the medicine, the pain became intense.
Number 6.
Tom is going to prove that this method is the best.
Number 7.
Mr. Jones said that there were sufficient books for the class.
Number 8.
The suggestions were rejected by the new supervisor.
Listen and write the phrases you hear. Number 1.
Please pass on the information. To Sergeant Smith.
Number 2.
I hope that tomorrow's topic. Will be as interesting as today's. A career in the military.
Number 4.
It's his nature to be nice and courteous. To everyone.
Number 5.
Although he continued to take the medicine, the pain became intense.
Number 6.
Tom is going to prove that this method is the best.
Number 7.
Mr. Jones said, that there were sufficient books for the class.
Number 8.
The suggestions were rejected by the new supervisor.
Now, check your work. Number 1.
Please pass on the information to Sergeant Smith.
Number 2.
I hope that tomorrow's topic will be as interesting as today's.
Number 3.
Who encouraged you to follow a career in the military?
Number 4.
It's his nature to be nice and courteous to everyone.
Number 5.
Although he continued to take the medicine, the pain became intense.
Number 6.
Tom is going to prove that this method is the best.
Number 7.
Mr. Jones said that there were sufficient books for the class.
Number 8.
The suggestions were rejected by the new supervisor.
Now, turn to the answer page to check your work. This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 30.
Thank you.